You are listening to In Tune with T-Mail.
Welcome, everybody. This is T-Mail reporting live for HighCandy.com. Y'all, you need to log on, satisfy your sweet tooth, take a look at all the beautiful things that are going on at HighCandy.com. And this year, we've been doing something a little different. We've been bringing you the High Candy. Shout out to the LCX, Hassan, and the whole team as well. We've been bringing you the High Candy last year, and we were also doing interviews with the Come Up, which this month, or the month that you're hearing it, when the last time that you checked it, rather, depends. We had Jaseeka Nicole from the hit show Fringe. So if you guys have been logging on to High Candy, you've seen a lot of the changes. Looks great. And we've added a new column to the site called She's Doing It. It's for the women who are making things happen for themselves and others. So I want to welcome our guest tonight, Miss Estella Starr. How you doing?
I'm good. What's up? How's everything?
Everything is everything. I'm glad to finally have you in the hot seat. No, I'm just joking. I'm glad to finally have the chance we can interview you and chop it up a little bit and tell everybody about, you know, who you are and why we chose you for the column this month under She's Doing It. So first of all, I want you to, you know, let everybody know where you're from and a little bit about what you do.
All right. Well, hi, everybody who's listening out there. My name is, as Tim said, Estella Starr. I'm one of the hottest entrepreneurs out. And, I'm from the Bronx, New York, of course. Shout out to all my New Yorkers. And, I'm just trying to grind it out, trying to do my thing and just succeed.
Okay. And when did you – now, you mentioned that you're doing a lot of things, and, you know, I've seen you all over the place doing things with artists, working on promotions, marketing, and so many different things. When did you begin all of this, and why did you choose this road?
Wow, that's a good question, Tim. It started a while ago when I was younger. You know, my roots are very musically inclined, you know, starting from my mother, my father. It actually started, you know, back when I was about five. I started noticing how determined my father was with this whole music movement and how passionate he was towards it, and I kind of took the drive towards it, and I love music, always have. I think I was born just, you know, dancing to music, but I pretty much started a while ago. You know, shout out to my father, Willie Agan, doing his thing out in Florida, you know, making some good music for all my Floridians out in Tampa, so shout out to him. Hi, Dad. But, it started a while ago when I was younger, because my father pretty much instilled that in us since we were little. He's always played instruments, always, you know, written songs, and he pretty much has that around us all the time. And I kind of ran with that, and I noticed how much of the same passion I had. And, it pretty much just kept going from there. I love the whole entertainment business, and it drives me and it motivates me just to keep going.
Okay. And what type of artists do you work with, or, you know, what type of artists do you – well, first, what type of artists do you like to work with? And then I want you to tell what type of artists do you not like to work with?
That's not fair, Tim. That's not nice.
You got to keep – I know you're going to keep it funky. Not
everybody. I'm going to keep it funky, of course. to tell you the truth, I haven't came across that – predicament, so I can't really say I don't like the specific type of artist, because one,
right,
I'm all for any type of music, whether it's hip-hop, R&B, Latin, jazz, country, I love it all, and just the entertainment itself. You know, if I see someone that's trying to be an actress or even a model, you know, as long as they're grinding it out. So I guess, you know, to tally it up, I guess the type of artist I wouldn't want to work with is just someone that doesn't really have that passion, because as a passionate person that I am, you know, I want to work around the same people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, also the artists that are out there that, you know, are looking to be either represented or managed, or they need somebody like you in their corner, what do they need to, you know, first of all, besides the talent, you know, because, you know, if they ain't got the talent, ain't a whole lot we can do with them. But besides that, what do they need before coming to you. You know, people will say, okay, well, how much is this going to cost, $19.99 in three installments? Or, you know, do they need their, you know, pictures? Or what do they need as an artist to before they come to you, you know, for help or with their career or anything?
The passion. To tell you the truth, I've struggled so much trying to get that help, which is why, you know, it's one of the main reasons why I love helping young talented acts out there, you know, anywhere, whether they, and, you know, it doesn't matter what they're doing, whether they're rapping, singing, it doesn't matter. As long as they have the passion and the drive and they're positive and they're headstrong and they know this is what I want to do with Stella, this is what I'm going to, you know, become, I'm alone with it. I'm going to work with them because I'm just going to see myself, you know, in them, and it's just going to motivate me even more.
Okay, okay. And how did the artists get in contact with you? You know, if they're the ones that are sitting at home and they say, yo, I think I got what it takes. I want to take a shot. I'm ready to be serious about my career. I know I'm only as strong as my team, so they need to start building that team. And you're a very pivotal, important part, you know, those that are like you in this field. So how do they get in contact with you and to get you their material and start to go from there?
Well, they can email me at whoislufly.26@gmail.com. Once again, that's whoislufly.26@gmail.com. Or they can Twitter me. My Twitter username is musicstar, and it is spelled MSCSTR. So it can't get any simpler than that. Or they can just holler at you, Tim.
That's what's up. Yeah, holler. I mean, hit me up, asktmail@gmail.com. Y'all see me all over Twitter, all over Facebook. I'm not doing any hookups, no one-on-ones, you know, none of that. This is the closest interview. If you wanted some questions like that, then you should have hit me up and we would get them in. Or leave your comments on the show page. You know, I ain't playing matchmaker. So y'all ain't paying me enough for that. So let's talk about life and things that, you know, go on in life. And, of course, friends and relationships real quick. Starting off with friends, do you have more male or more female friends, and why?
Definitely more male friends. I mean, of course, I know so many people, so I know a great amount of females, just like I know a great amount of males. But as far as friends, anyone that knows the Stella Star knows that I don't, as social as I am, I don't really, you know, get too close to people like that. You know, or at least I don't allow people to get too close into my personal life. But I do have more male friends. I can't deny that.
Okay, okay. Now, for those that don't know, if you're just listening, hopefully you're on the site and you're taking a look and you can't agree with me on this statement. Estella is a very smart, intelligent, and beautiful woman. So being
thank you, Sam.
Oh, no problem. It's just keeping it 100 because the reason I asked that is because jealousy is a big opportunity with the opposite sex. So you being that sexy best friend or the coworker or the manager to your male friends who are in relationships, how does that usually work out? I mean, do you get the crazy phone calls, you know, stalkers on Twitter and Facebook and the crazy looks, or how does that work out?
Well, I've gotten it all, Tim. I can't even deny that, but unfortunately. But because, you know, first of all, I mean, anyone can agree with me. If someone comes at you kind of sideways, of course, your first reaction is to react the same way, obviously. But because of that, that friendship, relationship, and respect I have towards my friends, my boys, I just try to make the females feel real comfortable. I'm around them, I immediately, you know, draw myself to them as if it were the other way around. Because, you know, I've been in those shoes. I've been that girl, not the jealousy or none of that, but I've been that girl where I'm, you know, with my significant other, and not that I have one right now, just making that clear. But I'm where I'll be with my significant other, females. Sorry, what were you saying?
I said, they're going to blow me up now because you said now that you didn't have one, now they're going to be blowing me up saying, yo, she said she's single, you need to hook me up. Nah, brother.
Ready to mingle. Just ready to make money. That's all. But that's the question. I just want to make them feel comfortable. And, you know, I think my personality just, you know, overshines everything, and they always draw to me as well. And they're the type, after a while, they're the type that, you know, they start calling me and hitting me up to, you know, to hang out. So, it's, you know, it works out well.
All right. Now, you had to, okay, now, have you ever had to, you know, cut somebody out or pull a Layla Ali and tell them, like, look, just put them in check, like, look, this is just business or we're just friends, you know, hey, you know, you don't want it, you know, or the one or anything like that. You ain't had to check anybody, have you? Or is it just been sort of neutral, you know, it doesn't go any farther than just words or it hasn't gotten that bad?
To tell you the truth, I haven't had that situation. So it has been neutral, but I did have to do it for my sister. Shout out to my sister, Mumbles. Sorry, I got to blow you up. But I did have to do it for my sister. So it was kind of like, it was almost as if I did have to for myself. So, yeah, one time I did have to, I don't promote violence, but I did have to curse her out and tell her, listen, insecurity is ugly. Let me stop.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. Well, speaking of your relationships and, you know, single, ready to mingle, rather single, ready to make money, then mingle, what impresses you the most or, you know, what's attractive to you?
What, as far as a man?
Yeah, man, woman, whatever.
No, I'm saying relationship. I was asking about relationship. Intelligence, number one. Like, I just can't. There's no way I can be with someone that cannot be on the same level as me mentally, because my intelligence is just to the roof. So if we can't relate mentally, we're not going to relate in any other ways. And I like sense of humor, of course. I like someone to make me laugh. I think all of us women like that. And creativity. I love to be with someone that's creative, because I'm creative myself. So, you know, all of those things. But number one, intelligence. Oh, and also family oriented, because I'm very family oriented.
Okay, so
I don't want no mama's boy.
Oh no, baby boy. All right, so you said intelligence, creativity, and well, with intelligence, here's the thing, because this is the reason why I ask this. Okay, with intelligence, you got to break that down for some people, and then you got to break down a little bit of creativity. You got to break down a sense of humor, because you can say intelligent and a brother thinks just because he can answer all the answers on Wheel of Fortune that, you know, he's intelligent. And then sense of humor, you know, just because he can read the Laffy Taffy jokes doesn't mean he got a sense of humor. And family orientated doesn't mean he watch Family Matters that he's family orientated. So you got to break that down for some people now. We're talking intelligent like, you know, Harvard, or intelligent like you're 36 years old, you need to stop sagging your damn pants and get a 401k or something and, you know, get your mind together.
Tim, you are silly. As far as intelligence, no, it doesn't have to be Harvard. That'll be great, of course. But no, just someone that's much driven, that knows what they want and are, you know, doing all it takes to reach what they want to achieve. So that kind of intelligence, because – I mean, intelligence means so many things, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so a brother that can answer the Wheel of Fortune questions and have a conversation with your mama. That type of intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, yes, because I love fortune, but they have to be able to relate, you know, on a academic level as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
We'll be back right after these messages. Palisade Hills.
This is Anita Charlotte, the radical life and relationship transformation expert and your host of Living Perfectly Authentic Radio. You are on the air live with In Tune with T-Mail. If you are looking for 360 degrees of news, music, and entertainment, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
You're listening to In Tune with T-Mail.